Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Winona, what the world needs now. Time for a news brief, which is sponsored this hour by Classic Auto Body, where quality meets craftsmanship.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After Iran launched missiles targeting a U.S. base in Qatar, a U.S. official says there were no other attacks on U.S. bases in the Middle East. The official also says there are no reports of damage at the Central Command regional base. ABC's James Longman is in Iraq, where other U.S. troops remain on high alert and say Israeli strikes have worked to cobble Iran's nuclear and military capabilities in the months after October 7th attacks, along with its proxies in the region.
This time round, though, they have fewer proxies at their disposal. Yes, there are still militias in Iraq that still function broadly in the way that they have been before the Hamas attack on October 7th. Other proxies really have been degraded. If you just look at Syria, which sits between the two countries, of course, Bashar al-Assad, really a key ally of the Iranian regime.
President Trump meeting with his national security team in the Situation Room today. The question now, how will the U.S. respond? This is ABC News. After leaving its Bay Area stadium, the former Oakland Athletics has broken ground on their new stadium in Las Vegas.
3, 2, 1.
With gold shovels in hand and green helmets on, the A's, formerly of Oakland, now playing in Sacramento, breaking ground on their new $1.5 billion stadium where not long ago the Tropicana Hotel stood. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred.
Las Vegas has proven itself to be a great sports town.
The stadium will alter the look of the Vegas Strip. The A's are scheduled to play in their new stadium and make the move to Las Vegas in 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
If you don't use it, you may lose it. That's what a new MIT study suggests, showing those who rely on ChatGPT could reduce their own learning skills. Participants in the study wrote essays using ChatGPT only or using no tools at all. Researchers say those using no tools showed the most cognitive engagement. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties. For tonight, lows near 70, light winds, and a few showers are possible, then partly cloudy. Tuesday, cloudy with on and off showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80, northeast winds of 5. Tuesday night, lows in the mid-60s with showers possible. And Wednesday, heavy rain expected, highs of 78. Winds are out of the northeast at 8, and it's 90 degrees.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
Now I've got a love. Time and I ain't even close.
savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Always thought you loved that Black Sea 71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with little Miss Jane.
Tired. Don't you want to dive on in? Yeah, the water feels right. Dancing on the edge of love, you're a beautiful sight. So why are you still standing there in the half moonlight? Come on, baby, give me a little more you. Come on, baby, give me a little more you. You're batting those baby blues, and honey, I swear, the way you got me needing you, girl, it just ain't fair. You've given me a little bit, yeah, but don't stop there. Come on, baby, give me a little more you. Come on, baby, give me a little more you. I'm here falling for you. My heart's calling for you. I know I never can get enough. Don't hold back one bit of your love. Strong and steady for you. I'm all ready. Come on, baby,
curbside pickup available. You'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah! They give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me!
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high-energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
Jesse G and Gretchen Wilson, Like My Whiskey on WRCO, 24 minutes after 4 o'clock. A reminder that the Muscadet, or the Iowa Grant at Riverdale High School summer baseball game for today at 5:30 has been canceled. So
Just be aware of that. And yes, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 9 for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties. We'll keep you up to date on that. But at this time, it is only a watch. So we'll just wait and see what the weather has in store. Otherwise, though, you know, just looking outside, it's kind of cloudy, but for the most part, dry here at the WRCO studios. Here's John Michael Montgomery.
Well, they say the Grand Canyon is a sight to see, but it's just a big ditch next to you and me. Ooh, baby, ain't got nothing on us. And there's earth-shaking power in the space shuttle. Well, I feel that every time we cuddle. Ooh, baby, ain't got nothing on us. I stare, sometimes I can't believe my eyes. My jaw just drops, our love has got me mesmerized. I hear there's 7 wonders in this big old world. Well, don't they know that number 8 is you and me, girl? Ooh, baby, ain't got nothing on us. On us. I'm telling you, baby, I ain't got nothing on us.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. Are always dreaming about what they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. troops remain on high alert in the Middle East after Iran launched missiles at a U.S. base in Qatar following those U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities this weekend. There are some 10,000 U.S. troops stationed in Qatar at Central Command's regional headquarters, the base seen by the Pentagon as essential to regional security. The U.S. says there was no impact to the base and no casualties. ABC's Karen Travers says the U.S. tried to hold talks with Iran before Saturday's airstrikes in Iran.
There was a last-ditch effort at diplomacy last week, according to sources. The president was having conversations with the president of Turkey, President Erdogan, about trying to arrange a meeting with Iranian officials. But we now know that the supreme leader of Iran had gone into hiding, concerned about an assassination attempt, and was not able to sign off on that meeting. So it did not take place.
President Trump, after meeting with his national security team, says Iran launched 14 missiles and they were intercepted by the U.S. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Mee. Chad Patrick will take the mound for the Brewers in the first game of a series against the Pirates. Milwaukee comes into the day just 3.5 games out of first place in the division. Milwaukee is home against Pittsburgh. At the same time, the Cubs will be in St. Louis for a game this evening. Also, Boston is at the LA Angels, Seattle at Minnesota, Texas is at Baltimore, the Yankees at Cincinnati, and Arizona at the Chicago White Sox. Spanish IndyCar driver Alex Palou claimed his sixth victory of the season on a hot, humid day at Wisconsin's Road America yesterday. Palou's gas tank was nearly empty when he crossed the start-finish line for the Expel Grand Prix. He was close to getting overtaken. Palou has built a 93-point lead over driver Kyle Kirkwood midway through the season. I am Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Your forecast tonight calls for a severe thunderstorm watch in until 9 for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties. For tonight, lows near 70, light winds, a few showers are possible, then partly cloudy. Tuesday, cloudy with on and off showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80, northeast winds of 5. Tuesday night, lows in the mid-60s with showers still possible. And then Wednesday, heavy rain expected, highs of 78. It is a cloudy 89 degrees with no precipitation yet. The barometer is down to 30.9, winds out of the west at 2. Again, it's 89 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out, you ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show, and knock yourself out and hit a new.
Every other night, if I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning, yelling and fighting, and once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving. You know,
I know,
I'ma take a high road,
baby, get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. Like the times before.
yourself out and get a new road.
Take the look. I told you I was wrong and wanted you to come back home, I'd be lying. And if I said that we could work it out and you shouldn't have any doubts, I'd be lying. And if I got down on my knees in front of God above and swore before the angels I'd give you my love, I'd be lying next to you tonight, holding on my whole life, right back where I belong. Looking deep into your eyes, man, enough to realize, yeah, honey, I was wrong. If I could swallow my pride and put myself in your shoes and tell you that I understand why you feel the way you do, then baby, I'd be lying. I'd be lying next to you. Told you that I loved you and I'd put no one else above you, I'd be lying. And if I said that you're the one for me and I'd never set you free, I'd be lying. And if I somehow found the strength to knock on your front door and tell you face to face that I won't hurt you anymore, than I'd be lying next to you tonight, holding on my whole life, right back where I belong. You're looking deep into your eyes, man enough to realize, yeah, honey, I was wrong. Swallow my pride and put myself in your shoes and tell you that I understand why you feel the way you do, then baby, I'd be lying. I'd be lying next to you. In your shoes and tell you that I understand why you feel the way you do, and baby, I'd be lying. I'd be lying next to you.
It's time for the Paul Harvey Program today, which is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, which combines a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. The scientist could hardly believe his eyes. But then he checked the test results, he rechecked them, and again, there could be no question. That which he had stumbled across quite by accident could and surely would revolutionize the beef and poultry industries. He had been humanely electrocuting chickens and turkeys in his laboratory, killing them outright with electrical charges for various experimental purposes, when suddenly he noticed the meat was more tender. He repeated the experiment under numerous conditions, but always with the same result. The meat in a carcass killed by electrocution was much more tender than that of livestock slaughtered any other way. Just wait till the meat producers learn about this process, the scientist thought. Everybody would be eager to employ it. And he was right. But not even he could fully have appreciated the rest of the story. For as the meat producers began applying the principle, they realized that an animal need not actually be slaughtered by electrocution. that the post-mortem electrical stimulation would achieve precisely the same effect. In other words, an animal could be slaughtered by conventional means, but then subjected to multiple electrical charges, and the meat would still be up to 36% more tender than had it been treated otherwise. Among the many advantages of the new procedure, it virtually eliminates the need for raising steers. Heretofore, steer beef had been more tender than bullock beef, yet bullocks reach full size sooner than steers. Now, through electrical stimulation, the faster-growing bullock can be made steer tender. And since lean meat is always less costly to raise, electrical tenderizing will produce a better grade of meat at lower prices. Also, any kind of meat, any kind which has been electrically stimulated, beef or lamb or poultry, is lower in acid, and therefore it's more healthful. Stimulation procedures have been recently refined. There are now separate techniques for high voltage and low voltage, but still the basic principle, as described by its inventor, remains, and it is essentially unchanged since the day he made this remarkable discovery. Now, a lot of people are going to make a lot of money because of his research, though not the discoverer. The consumer will benefit tremendously, but the man who made it all possible will not reap the slightest reward. You see, there was a time lapse between the discovery and its acceptance by the beef and poultry industries. There was a period of almost 250 years for the scientist whose proved procedure is only now being commercially applied, the inventor who was tenderizing turkeys in his lab in the mid-18th century. That inventor was Benjamin Franklin. And now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best. Drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury, styling, and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
All American,
We've made it easy for you. Shop the online store now at allamericanduetcenter.com. All American Duet Center has over 65,000 items available at the Do It Best warehouse. If we don't have it in stock, we can ship to the store for free, as our stores receive deliveries from the warehouse twice weekly. Same day pickup and ship to home options also available for your convenience. Shop online at allamericanduetcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
It's about 8 minutes away from 5 o'clock. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Vernon County, Richland County, and northeastern Crawford County until 5:45 this evening. So keep that in mind. At 4:48, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles east of Lafarge to 11 miles northwest of Boscobel, moving east at 35 miles an hour. So that is going on at this time. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:45 for Vernon, Richland, and Crawford County.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of a pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? 'Cause I've got a first class ticket and I'm blue as a boy can be. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis down on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland and watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting on the king down in the jungle.
Sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a every second gets better. I wanna be here now. I want to remember.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. troops remain on high alert in the Middle East after Iran launched missiles at a U.S. base in Qatar following those U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities this weekend. There are some 10,000 U.S. troops stationed in Qatar at Central Command's regional headquarters, the base seen by the Pentagon as essential to regional security. The U.S. says there was no impact to the base and no casualties. ABC's Karen Travers says the U.S. tried to hold talks with Iran before Saturday's airstrikes in Iran.
There was a last-ditch effort at diplomacy last week, according to sources. The president was having conversations with the president of Turkey, President Erdogan, about trying to arrange a meeting with Iranian officials. But we now know that the supreme leader of Iran had gone into hiding, concerned about an assassination attempt, and was not able to sign off on that meeting.